You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today's five-star review titled "A Mom First" by LittleBird81. Shalene, thank you for what you do. I love listening to you and finding value in every episode. When you talk about parenthood and business in the same breath, I feel seen. Thanks for being a voice and reminding me of seasons and to show up.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Actually, both of us could have handled this topic. Brock loves public speaking. I love public speaking. We both love teaching, and we both really enjoy the process of preparing for that. So on Thursday's episode, I'm going to share with you the exact process that I use to prepare for a presentation. And Brock will share his too, because we both kind of have a little different way of doing that, but we both love public speaking. And when I say public speaking, I'm not just talking about from the stage. I'm talking about the public speaking that you do on your Instagram stories, on your Facebook Live, in your webinars. Like, all of that is public speaking. If anyone other than you is going to consume it, it's public speaking. Getting really good at it can make a huge difference in your career, your opportunities, the number of sales that you close, the number of emails that you convert. Like, everything boils down to how persuasive can you be. And for many of us, that persuasion comes with our ability to solve a problem, basically. So today I'm going to share with you the formula. I call it a 5-minute formula, the framework, if you will, or the wireframe that I use to prepare for a presentation. Now, keep in mind that if I'm preparing to sell on video, like to teach and then to go into a sale, there are extra pieces. So right now what I want to do is just kind of cover that 5-minute formula really quickly that I would use if I'm just going to teach to convey an idea or to solve a problem for an audience, assuming that I'm not going to sell them at the end of it or offer a paid solution, not have a call to action that involves a monetary transaction. Okay, so grab a pen and a piece of paper and write these things down, because it's just going to make it so much easier for you the next time you sit down and go like, okay, I need to go on Facebook Live, or I need to do an Instagram story, or I need to create an IGTV. These are things that are really important to you, because the way that you deliver the message makes it so much easier for people to consume, right? And if people are watching you teach, that's telling them if or not you're a good leader. Like, is this someone I should follow, or am I confused? Does it take me longer to figure out what they're trying to say? All right, so let's go through this framework quickly. Number one, the first thing you have to do is be relatable. I don't think that you'll find a TED Talk or any presentation anywhere that people rave about where the speaker didn't start with something that was super relatable. Now, you don't have to be a comedian, but you have to come up with something that makes your audience put their guard down and go like, oh, okay, we are alike, or I see you, I get you. Because anytime you're speaking, you're putting yourself in a position of authority, and that already makes people a little distrustful. So it's that icebreaker, right? And that's how I start every speech, with something as relatable as possible. I get people up and dancing or laughing, whatever it can be. I start with something relatable. Next, you need to identify a shared problem. In other words, what is the thing that eventually you're going to solve for them? Like, you have to call that out. You have to call attention to it. So what is the problem you're solving? What is the issue? The next thing you're going to do is make a quick promise. And that is, cool, Brian Tracy calls this the tell them what you're going to tell them. I like to call it the promise. So stay with me today, and I'm going to blah, blah, blah. In this video, I will blah, blah, blah. By listening to this podcast today, you will know how to create an outline for your next presentation. Next is your authority. And this can be just a couple of sentences. Again, all of this you can crunch down into like a 5-minute presentation, or you can stretch it out and create an hour and 30-minute presentation. I follow this exact formula. I just expand upon it based on the amount of time that I have available. So when it comes to authority, I might just like roll through one quick sentence, or if I've got like an hour and a half and I'm doing a keynote speech, in that case, I've got more time to explain my authority, like share with people. And by the way, your authority doesn't mean like all of your credentials. It means what business do you have talking about this topic? To be very clear, that's what your authority is. It doesn't mean like what school did you go to? How much experience do you have? It means what experience do you have? What credibility do you have so that I know you're worth listening to? Next, you want to describe in detail the problem when you had it or what it was like for someone else who you solved this for. So it's kind of like the, okay, this is what the problem looks like. And you're going to go into a little bit of detail. And it's really important here that you use emotion so that people aren't just thinking about it. They're like reliving it. They're tapping into themselves feeling the problem, whatever that is. And then how you solved it. Right, your unique solving proposition, if you will. Some people call it selling proposition. I like to think of it as like, okay, there's a million people who do what it is you do. How did you solve it? And in that piece, remember the rule of threes and fives. It's easiest for us to grasp three concepts or five concepts. If you're delivering a presentation that has 12 steps, you've lost your audience at step five. Frankly. So you've got to condense things down. Those three steps or those five steps are how you solve this problem. The next part of your outline is what's possible for people if they solve this, if they follow your steps, if they do it this way, what's possible for them? Following that, you want to describe what happens if they don't. Because ultimately, we're trying to persuade people to do something differently, to take action. And you probably know that the risk or the thought of loss is sometimes far more motivating than the idea of what you could gain. So I think one of the biggest mistakes that speakers or people who are speaking on stages or on Facebook or whatever, thought leaders, one of the biggest mistakes I see people making is they just paint the picture of all the possibilities, like all the great things that could happen. And that's not as motivating as knowing, what's the alternative? Like, what are you going to lose? How bad are things going to get if you don't do these things? And the last piece of your speech outline should be your call to action. So what do you need them to do? What are the steps? Now, that's the framework that I work through. And then I reverse engineer and I fill out these pieces. And I'm going to share with you in great detail my process for doing that. On Thursday, I'm going to break down for you exactly, like that's the outline, right? So we go through all those pieces. And then on Thursday, I'm going to talk to you about like, okay, how do I then build this? Because that's a very specific way. And then furthermore, I will share with you, as will Brock, how we both prepare if we're going to speak on a stage or how it is we prepare before we do like a Facebook Live or a presentation on a webinar, etc. Everybody needs to learn how to do this. Your kids need to know how to do this. You need to know how to do this. If you want to earn more money, you need to learn how to persuade people, how to communicate, how to teach, how to share your ideas in a way that's really easy for people to grasp. I hope you enjoyed this one. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun and be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we done. I'll talk to you Thursday. Thanks for being here. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go. And that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier and understanding how to do that? It's a game. We figured out the answers and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.